Welcome to Intimate Moments Ministry Podcast, where we take you on a journey for a closer walk with Him, with your hosts, Landers and Brenda Hardy.
So I'm just going to open up with a word of prayer. And I just want to start off by thanking God for His goodness. Father, we thank you for your goodness, your mercy. We thank you for your love, your tender kindness. We thank you for your faithfulness. You are a good God. You are a good Father. We love you. We bless you. We praise you tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for taking care of us, Lord God, each and every last one of us, Lord God. We thank you for taking care of our families. We thank you for taking care of our homes, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that you, Lord God, never leave us, that you never forsake us. Father, just be with us tonight as we go through this study tonight on our Zoom call, Lord God. Bless each and every last person that goes and listen to us tonight and those who will listen to it later, Lord God. Let this, Lord God, be a time of encouragement. Let this be a time of inspiration, Lord God. Let this be a time, Lord God, of hope, Lord God. And we just bless and praise you for it. We thank you, Lord God, for anointing every ear to hear what says the Lord. In Jesus' name, we bless and praise you for it. Amen and amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm excited about next week too. Thanksgiving. You know, I mean, how many are you excited about next week? I'm excited about next week. I love Thanksgiving. I love just the holiday season. So I'm grateful to the Lord for all that He's going to do in the lives of His people. Amen. So Pastor Hardy, you want to give us an opening tonight, sir?
Yes, I do. Again, on behalf of the entire team here at Intimate Moments Ministry, we want to welcome all of you to the call. And so let me see how I want to get started with this, because we have so much that we want to unpack on tonight. And let me just start with a subject that we're going to talk about. Now, we're going to talk about faith, but we're going to talk about faith in a way that's going to be slightly different than what you may have heard before in the past. It's really a lot going on in all of our lives. Can I get an amen, somebody? All of us are facing challenges, facing obstacles, facing situations in our lives that we're saying 2022 for some of us for the 31st of December to get here so we can get into the new year. However, we're not going to really focus on talking about all the issues and problems and of life that we're facing, because the word tells us that they will come. In our previous sessions, we talked a little bit about foundation. And though we're not going to be speaking specifically about foundation, we are going to talk about something that's very fundamental. And we're going to be talking about the word faith in a way, as I said before, that may be a little different for you, because our message for you tonight is, if you're taking notes, is on a message of hope. A message of hope. Now, I could have titled it a message on hope to be more specifically in our description, but hope is really a very, let me use the word, neglected or overlooked term or word used in the Bible. It's often overlooked. Now, we hear a lot about faith. Now, I am a faith teacher. I am known for teaching on faith. However, there is a word that goes with faith that's very, very important. And that word is hope. Elder Hardy, you and I have been speaking and talking about that over the last couple of days. And we have been blessed just in our own discussion and our own family immensely on that word hope. And so I'm going to back up a little bit, and I'm going to allow Elder Hardy to just take us into it, and we're just going to double team on this topic tonight on the message of hope. And so I know that you're going to be blessed, because we surely were, and let's get started with it.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Hardy. I'm going to be reading a very familiar scripture out of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16 through 17. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope, circle that, underline it, and good hope through grace or by grace. Comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Now, may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us eternal comfort, and not only eternal comfort, he gave us good hope through grace. Comfort your hearts. Comfort your hearts because you have hope. Comfort your hearts because you've been saved by grace. Comfort your hearts and establish them in every good work and word. Peter wrote this to the believers in Asia Minor, that they should always be prepared. This is 1 Peter 3:15. Always be prepared to give an answer to anyone who asks them to give a reason for the hope that is in them. If somebody asks you to give an answer for the hope that is in you, what would your answer be? You know, just think about it. All of us should have an answer of why we have hope. So in this opening with Peter, and when he asked this question, when he made the statement, if somebody asked you this question, what would your reason be? One of them is that Christians ought to be known as hopeful people. Yes. Hopeful, full of hope, hopeful people. If an unbeliever watches you for a while, and remember we talked about that, people are always watching us. If an unbeliever watches you for a while and then asks about something, at least part of what he asks about should be your hope, should be your hope. Why are you so hopeful? Our hope should show them that we have joy. Our hope should show them that we have love. Our hope should show them that we are bold. Our hope should show them that we are endures, that we don't stop, we don't quit, we don't give up. That's the kind of hope they're looking for from us. The other thing that Peter implies is that there are reasons for Christian hope. Hmm. There are reasons for Christian hope. It is a reasonable hope. It may have looked irrational. Listen to this now. Irrational. When Abraham felt strong confidence that he would be the father of many nations, it might have seemed foolish. It might have seemed that it was impossible. It might have seemed that it would not happen. When Abraham felt strong confidence that he would be the father of many nations, even though he was too old and his wife was barren. But it was not. It was not irrational. There was good reason to hope. And Abraham tells us of that in Romans 4. There was good reason to hope. He hoped because of a word that was said to him. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't the word that was said to him. It was the person that said the word to him.
All right.
God himself told him that he would be a father of many nations. That caused Abraham to hope. And we should know why we hope. Abraham knew why he hoped. We want to see and cause everybody tonight to think, why do you have hope? Or do you have hope at all? Mm. Pastor Hardy.
To put it in the famous words of the great Reverend Jesse Jackson, keep hope alive. Keep hope alive. Now, when you think about that word, it sounds very cliche-ish and it sounds like a good hashtag, but it has such a powerful meaning when you really dive into the word hope. We must keep hope alive. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the Bible goes on to tell us that faith is the substance of things hoped for and is the evidence of things unseen. Now, understand this. That is a description of what faith is. And the word also tells us without faith, it's impossible to please God. Well, since we understand that it's impossible to please God without faith, that means that as a child of God, we need to have faith. But what and how do we have faith? Elder Hardy just said earlier, are you full of hope or does things look hopeless to you? Now, this is about a mindset. This is about getting an understanding and how you view things. And it's important to understand how hope plays a role in faith. Mm-hmm. And we're going to dive into that as we go along in this teaching. It's very important to understand how hope plays a role in our faith. And so when we dive a little bit deeper, here's what I want to make sure we understand, that there are a number of different types of hope that we're going to talk about over the next coming weeks. The first one we're going to discuss is going to be confident hope. Now, the world has a way of describing hope that I don't want to get confused with you. Okay. For example, I'm not talking about, you know, this in the sweet by and by, whatever will be type of hope. Okay. I'm talking about biblical hope. Okay. And we're going to talk about how biblical hope is so important to your faith. If you're not seeing the manifestation of God in your life, if things that you're praying for are not manifesting in a tangible way, because we all know that God is able. Mm-hmm. We know that God is, and he has supplied all of our needs according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We understand this. He has supplied all of our needs. And the word describes, if he has supplied our needs, then that means that they're for us. Okay? But what we need to obtain those needs that God has supplied to us is faith. And he is nothing that we've done. It is nothing that we've earned. It is nothing that we are, how we look, how we preach, how we teach, how we pray. Those things does not move God in as much as he has already supplied these things for us. It is his grace that has completed and made these things available to us. I taught a word a while back, Elder Hardy, mm-hmm. and you may recall that it is grace that makes things available to us. Mm-hmm. But it's the faith that takes those things and make them tangible in our lives. Mm-hmm. Grace makes it, but it is faith that takes it. All right? And so now, again, there's going to be five different things that we're going to talk about as it relates to hope, and I'm going to list them, and then we're going to jump into the first one. The first one is confident hope. Then there's living hope. And if I'm going too fast, get the YouTube video and replay it. And then there's enduring hope, living hope, secure hope, and anticipated hope. Mm-hmm. Okay? Tonight, we're going to focus on confident hope. Now, God gave me, and Elder Hardy and I was talking about this the other day, and God gave me an acronym. All right? So he gave me this acronym that I hope you can write it down and somebody could possibly put it in the chat. But you spell out the word hope, H-O-P-E. And God gave me this. So the H is having. The O is optimistic. The P is perspective. The E is everything. Mm. So that's having optimistic perspective in everything. Having an optimistic perspective in everything. That's what hope is. Mm. Thank you. I see that you love that. And so we're going to break this down a little bit. If we're saying it's important, I want you to really grasp an understanding. And Elder Hardy, help us go a little further with understanding some definitions of the word hope.
Yeah, I want to look at a couple of definitions of the word hope. The first word I want us to take a look at, because you were saying, you know, the famous word of Reverend Jesse Jackson, keep hope alive. Mm-hmm. And in order for us to keep something alive, we must know what it is. So it's important for us to get these definitions. The Greek word for it is elpis. And it means not in the sense, remember what he said, having optimistic perspective in everything. But it's not in the sense of an optimistic outlook. This is the definition, not in the sense of an optimistic outlook or wishful thinking without any foundation. Mm. That's the important part right there. Without any foundation. So you see, this definition is telling you this. You just can't have an optimistic outlook mm-hmm. or have a wishful thinking.
Yes.
It has to be rooted and grounded on something.
Yeah.
It has to have a foundation. It's not just, like he said, pie in the sky, que sera, sera, whatever would be. Oh, I hope I do. Oh, I hope it works out. Oh, I hope I be okay. You know, that type of world way of saying hope.
Yes.
But it has to have a foundation. That was the Greek word. The Hebrew word says, well, before I move on, in that Greek word, it also says, but in the sense of confident expectation.
Yes.
In the sense of confident. That's that word confident, how he said we're doing confident hope. But in the sense of confident expectation based on solid certainty.
Yes.
What is that foundation? What is that solid certainty? We talked about foundation, building our house upon a solid foundation, building our house on a rock and not on sand. So that foundation is God's promises. That foundation is God's word. Mm. That foundation is building it on Jesus.
Yes.
What is that foundation and that solid certainty? So the Hebrew word is teva. And it means, here's that word again, expectation. So when you're hoping, you're expecting something.
Mm-hmm.
It's expectation. It's confidence. It's expectation. It's optimism with foundation. So here it says that it's expectation, something yearning for, that you're yearning for and anticipate it eagerly. Something you're yearning for and you're anticipating it eagerly. Something for which one waits. Something for which one waits. I want to read this scripture to you, which we have read in so many different translations before, but Isaiah 40, verse 31, very popular. You know, it usually says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That's the New King James Version. I want to read it another way because this is what hope is. Something for which one waits. It says, but those who hope in the Lord. This is the NIV. It doesn't say wait. It said, those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. So Pastor Hardy, you see, wait and hope is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not saying you just sit around and just waiting. It means that you're hopefully waiting. You're believing, you're expecting, you're anticipating something good happening. That's what that wait on the Lord is all about. I'm waiting, trusting, believing you, Lord God, that you have something good for me, that something good is down the road for me. I'm anticipating great things. I'm anticipating success. I'm anticipating health and healing in my body. I'm anticipating, you know, a promotion, whatever it is that you're hoping for. You're anticipating that. You're hoping for that. You're waiting for that. Finally, this is the last part I want to say in reference to this with the scripture. It says, hope is never inferior to faith.
Come on.
Is never inferior to faith. Even though faith is what is preached a lot, talked about a lot, but it is an extension of faith. Because as he said in that scripture, faith is the substance of things hoped for. If you're not hoping for anything, you would not receive anything by faith. Because you must have a substance. And that hope is what gives you that substance. If I'm not hoping for anything, why would faith bring anything my way? I'm not trusting and believing God for anything. I'm not hoping for anything to happen. It is not never inferior to faith, but it's an extension of faith. Faith is the present possession of grace. But hope is confidence and grace's future accomplishment.
Absolutely. What we're talking about here is, look, building your faith in this time, in this season. We are in the 11th month of 2022, and we're preparing you for your future 2023. And not just 2023, but beyond. And oftentimes, if we don't fully understand God's word, we can be believing and believing amiss. And so I want to encourage you in understanding how hope plays a role in you receiving what God has for you. If you need something manifested in your life, what happens is sometimes it is our upbringing that can deter us from really seeing the manifestation because of our mindset, how we were raised, how we think, our belief system. If your belief system have not been renewed in the Word of God, then your belief system can be based on things that you've experienced that does not necessarily line up with God. So when we talk about faith, understanding when the Word says that you wait on the Lord, it does not intend for you to just sit down and be idle, because faith is an action word. Can I get a witness, somebody? Mm-hmm. Faith requires movement. Faith requires you to do something, to say something, to be active. It does not imply that you sit by and wait for things to happen by what? Osmosis.
Your favorite word.
Yeah. You need to be doing something for it to happen and to see the manifestation. For example, if you are believing for God to do something in your life, your words need to line up, your actions need to line up, and your belief system needs to line up. They all need to be congruent. Let me say that one more time. They all need to be congruent. They need to line up with one another. Now, here's what I want to make sure we understand, that you can be facing some obstacles that are huge that's coming against you. You could have a loss of a loved one. You could have just lost your job. You could have just lost a child. You could be facing being put out of your home. You could have just been flooded out of your home in this last recent storm. And there's reason to have concern. Don't get me wrong. I was in the early age under the impression that if you had doubt, then you didn't have faith. But I've come to realize over the years that there are some, they run parallel to one another. Doubt and fear oftentimes come up in that place, which is why the Word tells us that there was a prayer that said, God, help me with my unbelief. Because sometimes I'm facing things that are so strong, it's hard for me to see. It's hard for me to understand. But biblical hope tells me that I am firmly planted in the Word of God, and that rock upon which I stand makes it possible for me to believe in the impossible. Mm-hmm. It makes it possible for me to look at things in a more optimistic, hopeful way. I don't care what the circumstances look like. I don't care what the doctor report says. I don't care what the bank account says. I don't care what my spouse may be saying. I don't care what my children may be saying. I don't care what my enemies may be saying. I only care what the Word of God says. Mm-hmm. She read to us earlier. God's promises. Mm-hmm. The Word of God, Jesus Christ, our Savior, has given us the reason to stand on hope.
Amen.
I feel my priest coming on. Y'all better watch out. Let me go back here, because I know it's tough sometimes. Mm-hmm. I know there's things that come against us that challenges us. I know sometimes we want to know, God, how in the world did you let me get in this place? I need you. I need you now. And I need to see something manifest in my life. I want to throw in the towel. I want to give up, but I can't give up because I have hope. I believe in you, God. I may not believe in the situation that I'm in. I may not believe in family and friends, but God, if all things fall apart, I believe in you. Because I know that you've showed up again and again and again. And for that reason, that supplies hope for me. But we would just love to hear how you've enjoyed the program and what your thoughts are. So until next week, we pray God's blessing over you. We decree and declare prosperity, healing, and and victory over your lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Be blessed.